Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell all audiences. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your loved ones. Tell your hated ones. Tell everybody with existence. You are listening to Cocoon for the Microphone, a show that's for everybody and is about something everybody needs to hear. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here. It's 9 o'clock on the dot, and joining me also is the one and only Organic OK, the man who's actually probably responsible for this whole worldwide expedition and plan to heal the world. He's behind all this. Organic, speak up. Come on.
Yes, I planned to talk to that I wasn't going to be on the show tonight, and he still forced me to be on the show when I called him.
Sorry. Okay. I'll take it from here. All right. Okay. So, okay. If you're just joining us, really, you should have been here a long time ago. Okay, no. Let me start with the real thing. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, a man who is going around all over and is basically playing the part of philanthropist, trying to heal and help the world in more ways than one, and encouraging everyone else to do the same, to make sure that every single homeless person is somehow sheltered. And the world is saved. Oh, and also check out a recording artist by the name of Maya Harrison. She's still out there. She's still singing.
You know what's so crazy? I was talking to Talk Dude and DJ Butterfly Feces. They don't communicate well. I told him, I said, Talk Dude, talk to the feces guy and tell him I don't have no spray, you know, no fragrance to bring onto the platform. And he tells me, hey, don't worry about it, just come on the show. I'm like, Talk Dude, I tell him Tuesday. And now I'm on the show program. And everybody out there, this is Comedian Organic OK, and for the last several years, I've been going around the nation cleaning up illegal dumping, and I'm not sponsored by an organization that picked me up the cleaning on any capacity. I've took this up on my own, to actually do this organic, right? So this is the approach that I've been taking. And I'm, you know, because of the, you know, the situation that we're dealing with, I have to take a different approach, right? So I will be making dates available where I will be cleaning up. I will let y'all know the dates I'll be cleaning up places or publicly you possibly can come there and, you know, clean up. But, you know, people, if you're cleaning up from the, you know, the kind of inspiration that you're getting from feces, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. You know, when I made that, I misunderstood what you were talking about, but the thing is, I thought we worked out the fact that you just, all you did is just say hello and I was going to take the reins. I mean, dang it all. But all right, okay, let me continue. Okay, please get involved with this conversation. Get involved with the cause that we are behind, okay? You're invited. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, basically, if you remember this, this is a fact. I was living in McKinleyville. I've been there my whole dang life. I was living there. I was that place, man. You know, I've been all over the world, man, but no place like McKinleyville. I know everybody says about their hometown, but McKinleyville had everything. It still does. You can do everything there. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. And then finally, My parents said it was time to go. They wanted me to get a job, but there were none there. It's why other people who are as patriotic about McKinleyville as I am had to leave. Sometimes you got to go where there's work. Sometimes you got to move.
Species.
And dang it all. But did you have something to add there?
Yeah. I'm going to find out. As you are talking, I've been listening to your discussion. How did I become the talk of, you know, this kind of narrative that's making me the outcast? I was going to ask you that. I force you to do these cleaning things. Say, hey, don't put this person here. That's kind of, you know, believe it or not, it's a hit and miss story, right? Like, you have stories that people have discussed, what people have inspired them, and then they get, you know, caught up in their feelings when the person that they've been inspired by doesn't carry out the behavior that they want, right? And so that becomes, you know, a very, you know, cross-contaminated, you know, kind of cannibalism, you know, where the person that been inspired become the kind of like, you know, person that is kind of throwing the person that inspired them under the bus. It happens so much. They say, well, I have more desire than the person that got me involved. But they don't tell you, you never would mention that person's for real most of the time anyway. You normally had, you know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody that don't like you, but you say something to kind of distract them, or you give them some kind of, you know, in a sense, like medication to, you know, sedate you for a moment. But when it comes to their two feelings, a lot of times, they don't identify with you on a lot of levels. You're like, these people that tell you not doing what they're doing, how would you necessarily have the same understanding if you're coming from a different place? If you're the one that came with an idea and you start from ground zero, how would you maintain the same doing with that kind of approach when you're coming from a different level, right? So if a person is coming and they have stepped up on top of your idea, and then now their idea is one level above yours, and then they keep growing and pushing you farther down. Have they not seen the opposition that you personally have overcome? Now, it's a situation where people say, well, the person wasn't friendly to them, right?
Yeah.
Now, people reference being friendly is a person being accessible to whatever emotional space that the person that is engaging them is in, right? But what about the person that is at a place where they have to be vulnerable to all the different components of people? And this person that got this kind of like, you know, sometimes like you ever see a person going, imagine a person buy some food for itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the room have an A, but they come in the room and they don't share. And they have no intention to share, right? And guess what they don't do? They don't eat much of the food and throw it away, right? And it's that when you deal with some situation. I apologize because this is your show program, and the conversation I'm taking is not necessarily based so much around what you're talking about.
I was going to say this wasn't the format. The thing is, I thought that I made a mistake, and then you let me take it from there. But also, you know, all that noise aside, okay, seeing as how, well, there you go. But let me just say this much in general. You remember personally that night in McKinleyville when you picked me up. I mean, you saw me there, like the very night I was out of the house, I thought, no, God, no, I'm going to be a vagrant. You know, you never quite, it doesn't hit you until it does. You know? Where are you going to
okay.
go? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, until people have trouble
following. People don't tend to want to follow your story. Not you, but as a storytelling, people take over your story, right? Like, it's like you're talking to somebody, you know, in the capacity that we cover stand-up comedy, right? Now, you cover, you know, you do interviews and commentate. That's your show platform, right? So, me and Talk Dude, the things that we're doing, we do, you know, commentating, voiceover, stand-up comedy, audio comedy, sketch comedy. And so, it's components of things that you're doing that we're doing in more ways, right? So, you know, that's the thing. Like, it's a lot of DJs that, you know, they talk, and it's you know, if you ever was a musician like me and the Talk Dude, we have came together with some pieces. Like me and you collaborated. Remember when we collaborated on the Tell Have a Ghetto?
Oh dang, I remember that. That was beautiful music we made.
Yeah, and so there's a Hell Have a Ghetto, that piece, and how you came about on there. That inspired other pieces, right? Because when we did that, people were inspired, right? And that's where this platform. There's a couple of things that we came across. One was Organic Pimpin'. Like, somebody made a song called Organic Pimpin', right? And one of the things that we was covering organic pimpin'. And another thing too was talking about, you know, the whole aspect, like when we came with the DJ piece. Album called Pimp a Butterfly, right? So it's no coincidence that it had commentating, it had, you know, a platform of comedy that was presented, and the name, this is where it birthed from. Like, you know, this piece was supposed to have been created through the piece of this, right? Because before that, it was commentating, it was no one talking about Pimp a Butterfly or the pimp aspect other than the aspect of, you know, what we was talking about, right? So we had, you know, this piece that I'm talking about is, it got DJ Butterfly Feces, it has a Ouija Weed known for being a pimp, a stripper, and a mortician. So hearing that and hearing the commentary, because remember, we released the piece that had you doing the commentating over each track, right? Then it had one that, you know, the piece was done and more of this actual DJ piece, right? So it was two pieces that you did, right? In those capacities, no one had heard of a mortician, a pimp, a stripper, and a DJ Butterfly CCs, and this kind of, you know, this space of, inventory of death in all these capacities, doing soundtracks in funeral homes. This is, you know, something that's unheard of to this degree in the hip hop community, you know, having these components, right? So this was interesting. So, let me use Pimp a Butterfly. Now, people flattered for these reasons, but no one's flattered to, you know, give the actual, you know, understanding of this piece where it came from. That life came from the inventory of, you know, death and opposition. And this is where it came from. It came from out of this. So, yeah.
It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program. Kakuna from the microphone. Please get involved in the conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, honestly, as we left our story, we're still in L.A. You remember that? We're still in L.A. And I saw all these people who were basically on the street. Now, here's the thing. L.A. is one of the most beautiful places in the country, on Earth even. So, of course, they built Hollywood there.
But see right there, what you're talking about is that era of Los Angeles. That area is, well, that's where Skid Row is. Skid Row is an area that is not like it used to, is like it's not as bad as it used to be in certain ways, right? But it's still got components of elements of Skid Row, right? So as you're gonna talk about, I'm gonna give it away. But you know, I'm listening.
Here it is. Now, I was there and I was thinking, we had basically ran out of building material. Now, if you remember correctly, we're building house pods for people to live in. We ran out of material. You got to realize people with a lot of money are looking for housing material. Now, think about this for one second. Now, even if you've got a house, a place, whatever, you know your house is going to start to fall apart after a while. So, you know, it's going to need to be fixed and whatever. And that's a problem. That's a problem in half whatever. Now, how do we get more basic material to build homes? How indeed? Well, okay, I came up with an idea. I read about organic, okay, real quick. I thought if I could just round up all these potential entertainers on the street, you know, all the people who basically came out to L.A. to make it, and there were a lot of them. You know, a lot of people were basically trying stuff in L.A. and whatever. I was thinking, whatever, get them all together and tell them, we're raising money to build housing pods, personally, well, we'll go around there, we'll do that, whatever. And you know what? We'll do anything for it. We'll have them sing a little bit. You know, music sounds better when it's on the street, you know what I mean? Music sounds better when you're listening to it on a street corner, when it's real raw, when you're actually there rather than some pre-recorded whatever. It is a fact. I read a bio-organic, okay, he said. Man, do whatever you want, man. I mean, do whatever you want. Do whatever you need to do, but just know something. You got to get it done. Do it. Get it done. Yeah, we tried it. Tried going up and down looking for stuff to build a house with, whatever. We basically even tried to get maybe, I don't know, some old material from maybe a couple, maybe there's some houses that fell apart. We could take the material there and whatever and make shit. Would it work like that? Like a Frankenstein house? You know what I'm talking about? Sewing all that together? Dang, I don't know. It's a heck of a thing, man. I'll tell you. Well, we tried everything. Raising the money for those eco houses. Those housing pods. Ivan basically kept suggesting and pushing, you know, the whole idea. Maybe we can have a couple of them in one pod. Like peas in a pod, you know. One of them looked at me and said, that ain't a novel idea. Yeah, I guess it wasn't. Gotta try something. I was trying to make sure everybody had a place to stay. But as Organic always told me, dude, see, one problem is that there's just so many people that some of them are going to get weeded out because there's just too many of them. You know? The places that are best are when basically There aren't too many. When there aren't too many, and they're all somehow working together. The bigger the population, the less people are going to look out for each other. That's why in cities like Los Angeles and New York, you're going to have some trouble. I understood. I'm more than understood. I know what to do. What to do. Well, I basically got everybody to kind of help with the housing problem. I said, for a while, we can take turns and whatever. But even then, I was still thinking, how are we going to basically get, you know, more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Dang, what's what I'm looking for here? How are we going to get more materials? Once again, I thought about a lot of my ideas, you know. Get a bunch of busted, burned-out cars for them to live in. That'd be the first step. Maybe getting a couple tents, some houseboats to live on. Life is what it is. It's such a brutal dang thing. And it hurt. You can't be too sensitive. You can't be too dang vulnerable, but I was. Because I felt like I found a dang answer. I found the answer. And I still couldn't make it work because there were just too many dang people. I don't know. Too sensitive. I don't know what to do. Really honestly. All I gotta go is, okay. Organic, can we take a few of these people with us? Like, dude, we can't just invite everybody on the trip who's home with me, pay for them, whatever. Understand something, man. We got to help save these people, save themselves and each other and work together and whatever. Okay? I convinced some people, basically, to take turns in the housing pod. People can sleep outside. Maybe two, three people can sleep in there at a time. Make sure people basically had a place to stay. Always a place to stay. I don't know what to do. I didn't. I just kept thinking. Can't we could raise the money in something? Can't we basically, Organic. Maybe you could basically, hey, just get a little bit of more money to... Dude, all right, look, I'm going to do that. But, you know, that's the thing. We got to, you know, there's no perfect answers about saving everybody, you know? Can't just keep having me throw money at this problem. And maybe we can take some of these people with us, but they're going to have to help us with the cause and whatever. I'm sure they will.
Hey, look at this. Can I say this? When you start helping people, they start undermining you sometimes because they feel that what you're doing may be cheating. Once you start figuring out what's going on, people start feeling like they entitled. Don't you say so? They feel like they're entitled sometimes. And even if you get other people before, they feel like, hey, I'm not the same person. I feel like I push the more than the next person, right? So it's levels to people's greed, right? And if you get the best of somebody, what do they want to do? They want to be resentful. Even if it's not about you taking advantage of them, just not giving them the opportunity to take advantage of you.
You were right. Right, we're here to help a lot of people. I encourage everybody to help and collaborate and help build the housing pod. Everybody has a place to stay. And you know, who knows? maybe just basically having a place to stay would guarantee these people could basically survive a little while longer while they try to make it in Hollywood. I heard one of them, when we were working on the story, hey, you know something? There was this one guy, he was living in his car, basically, when he first came out, and you know what? He made it in the business. I forget his name now. I think he died of a drug overdose. But the point is, he made it. He got really, really, really successful and then started doing cocaine and heroin at the same time. That's a job hazard. Thought about that. And then spent a lot of time thinking about, okay, you know what else we could do? What's the homeless program like over here? And then tragedy fell. Something very, very bad happened. Something so bad. You know, I want to wait till basically tomorrow's episode to basically tell you this one, man. I mean, the bomb dropped, you know. And I was wondering how we're going to save everybody. I was wondering. I was wondering how. But really, I want to thank everybody here for listening to tonight to Kakuna from the microphone here with the one and only DJ Butterfly Feces. He's here and Organic OK.
Well, this would like to let people know, you know, within the next couple of weeks, you know, the actual releasing of projects will be available, the dates that they will be released. So the next couple of weeks, we'll let you know, and Butterfly, you know, will let you know what date. And it'll be up available for you to actually see what dates that the projects will be released. And thank you. And yes. And to, you know, Talk Dude and your actual platform, you know, making sure that, you know, people get to see, you know, what you're actually bringing to the table and what Talk Dude is bringing to the table. And one of the things, you know, the stuff you be saying, you know what, you remind me of a lot of towns, you know, a lot of different towns that, you know, we get a chance to cross, you know. I can't say much about that either because it's your conversation. I can't say much on that, but it's things that, you know, I can't even say that. Oh, my goodness. What can I say? You know, feces put me in a situation where the harvest, you know, you have to grow through this process, right? So we have to, you know.
Brother, you put me in this process, too. I mean, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I've got to be part of something. I really do.
Well, when we do that, is no cost contamination in an organic platform. People get to grow on the sides and in between the harvest of preparation that is our desires being fed. As it needs to be, as we have different desserts, we have different fantasies and different connections that people bring to our fantasies. So this is us interacting with your platform. Thank everybody for, you know, I ain't gonna say they let me come in here because this is Feces program. So Feces, thank you for allowing me to be on this platform.
Thank you. Where do they hear what happened tomorrow? Wait till they hear about the dang, you know, man. That's when it all came down, man. The storm came. Thank you for listening, Kakuna, from the microphone. Thank you. Good. Remember, we're here. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, and check out the singer Maya Harrison. She's out there. Just like those people in L.A. who are trying to make it. Thank you. Good night.